Dicks.
Go Jacks.
Early arriving crowd for a Thursday practice. This is about 40 minutes before the sixth OTA practice of 2014, and over 1,700 attended the final workout of the second week of organized team activities. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mini. J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back on the Florida Blue practice fields today, just under 2 hours, and the wide receivers were still a topic today, still a lot banged up. The same seven receivers down today, four up. Bumpus, Copeland, Hearns, and Taylor, the only receivers working. Some more two tight end sets today to give those four receivers running a chance to get an occasional breather. And for the fans, a good close-up look at the quarterbacks today. Henny and Bortles, Stanzi and Morris. But head coach Gus Bradley said that Blake Bortles felt more comfortable in this, the third practice of the week.
His poise out in the field today was excellent. He had a comfort level. I talked to him out in the field. You could just see his poise was there. And I think in his mind, and he should think this, that today was a big step for him.
You know, you got to do it every day. You got to, and then you also got to get as many reps as possible, and you know, take each rep like it's, it's an in-game rep. You know, you got to make the read, make the decision, and then it's key to even when you're not in the game or in practice, and you're standing back behind, going through it like you were the quarterback in.
Things out there that I can improve on, but overall, I feel good of how I'm throwing, making my decisions quickly, and getting the ball out is a key. And even with the missing parts, you know, I think those receivers have really stepped up.
Now back to the attendance today here at the Florida Blue practice field. 1,787 attended today on a Thursday workday with public school still officially in session. It seems that momentum from rookie minicamp has carried on, and players say it brings a different energy to practice.
You know, we love the support, you know, the fans that come out here and watch us even in practice during the week when, you know, they could be working or probably took a day off. They could be doing anything, and they chose to come out to watch us practice and cheer us on. We appreciate that. It's a good feel.
A lot of times, you know, teams don't even open this up to the fans, and it's good for us to open it up, and it's good for them to return and show up because the more they come out, I mean, it gets our blood going. It gets us excited about it.
We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. Boy, what a crowd today. 1,700 here.
What a crowd and what a day. And, again, talking to players a few minutes ago in the locker room, they really like the energy they're getting from the fans. If you talk to guys, they're getting it around town. They're getting it when they go out, fans approaching them. It's a lot of fun to be a veteran player, and the veteran players get it. The veteran players saw what it was like a couple years ago when they didn't have this energy. 1,700 on an OTA Thursday, an impressive crowd for a crowd that wasn't here for a training camp practice.
John, let's talk about on the field today. And, of course, a lot of eyeballs on the quarterbacks mm-hmm. today. Gus Bradley said after practice that he liked the poise from Blake Bortles today. How do you kind of judge that?
Well, I'm not sure we can. Obviously, he had better body language and all that when he would make a mistake. And I think it's important to remember that we're all looking for some daily boom moment out of Blake because he's the rookie. He's the number three overall pick. But what they're looking for is for him to start getting it. They're looking for him over the course of this month to show the improvement, to start looking like he belongs, like he's going to get it, like he's going to be able to improve. So I don't know that we're going to be able to look out on the field at any point and say, wow, he went from a 5 to a 9 on his footwork today, JP, and then we're doing high fives, you know. It's not going to be that sort of moment. It's going to be more at the end of this OTAs and then during training camp that they like what they see, that he's starting to get it, that he's knowing where the bathrooms are, that he's starting to be ready to make a push at some point to be the starter.
And speaking of quarterbacks, Chad Henne is still Chad Henne, and that's just what they wanted from him.
Well, and they've talked all OTAs about him showing ownership of this thing. And, again, you're not going to have a moment where Gus comes off and goes, today was the best ownership day we had yet. But you're getting a feeling that they like where he's at, that they feel confident. All the things they wanted when they signed him in March, they're seeing, and that's what you wanted to hear.
For the record, your footwork was fantastic.
My
today.
Footwork is an area that I've needed to improve on a long time, JP.
John, 2 weeks down, 2 weeks to go in this off-season program. Do you think they've accomplished what they've wanted to up to this point?
Well, I think so. And again, when you're trying to break down OTAs, it's hard to figure out exactly what they're looking for on a position group or an area during a day like this. But I think Gus feels like all this stuff that you want to see out of OTAs, them getting it, them sort of playing with more confidence, quicker, all that stuff, they're seeing quicker this year than they did last year. they're having to do less educating. Guys are getting it faster. I think it's what you would expect in the second year under a head coach with a lot of guys coming back. But to hear him say that, you do get the feeling that after 2 weeks, they're about where they want to be during this OTAs.
Well done, John. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, JP.
Let's hear from senior correspondent Brian Sexton. It's hard to believe, but the last 1,000-yard receiver for the Jags was in 05. It was Jimmy Smith. Sexton says the long search for a breakout wide receiver might be over.
Remember when R.J. Soward was going to revolutionize the slot? How about Reggie Williams, Matt Jones, or Justin Blackmon? How can we forget, right? It's tough to look at what Dave Caldwell's done, though, and not be impressed. Last year, he mined the roster and the draft and paired Cecil Shorts with explosive A. Sanders, and the passing game moved forward. Last month, it appears Caldwell struck gold when Marquise Lee slid down the draft board unexpectedly and without explanation. They doubled down and traded back into the second for Allen Robinson. Suddenly, a position that had underwhelmed for more than a decade gleams with potential. Lee is fluid and sudden with the ability to get to his top speed in a matter of steps. Robinson is big and tall with excellent speed and a clear understanding of how to use everything he has. They bring major college pedigrees to work with Short, Sanders, Mike Brown, and free agent Tandon Doss, all under the watchful eye of Jerry Sullivan, one of the best coaches in the game. Want to know the difference between the past and the future? Tom Coughlin, Shaq Harris, and Gene Smith all gambled on guys who brought talent, but trouble. They could overlook their obvious flaws for that explosiveness they needed, because all were under pressure to win immediately. Caldwell is under no such decree. He's building his team his way with guys he trusts who also have talent. He's not going to waste a draft choice because he doesn't have to. The contrast is stark, and it's the way Shad Khan works. He wants a long-term solution to every problem, and at least on his football team, that's what he's getting. It's also why the rest of the league is intrigued by what's happening here in Jacksonville.
Thanks, Brian. Before we get out today, a reminder to area high school coaches, the Jags coaching staff holding a coaching clinic this coming Wednesday. Plenty of spots available. It's a half day of instruction, philosophy, and other things with the Jags coaching staff from Gus Bradley all the way down. That's this coming Wednesday. For information, contact Marcus Pollard. Call 633-2000. Jags back on the practice field next week. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mini.